Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, I'm Danielle Wade, and I play Katie Heron in Mean Girls the Musical.
Yes, Mean Girls the Musical, coming to the Kennedy Center here in D.C. from April 5th through the 24th. Only a couple weeks, so you better get your tickets now. Remind our listeners what the general premise of the show. Obviously, everyone's probably seen the movie by this point and probably even seen the musical. I think the musical came through, I guess I saw it at like National Theater maybe a couple years ago, but by now everyone's probably familiar with it. But in case they've been living under a rock, and just so I have a soundbite, and give the general, premise.
It's about a young girl who moves to Chicago from Africa and finds herself in high school with all of the crazy that is high school and trying to, navigate that and still be herself at the same time.
Gotcha. And describe the different cliques that she encounters and who your role is in that.
She meets some interesting people. She meets the two people we affectionately call the art freaks, who are Damien and Janice, and they're her kind of two little guides throughout the whole show. They get her to do some good stuff and some bad stuff, and they're her friends throughout the journey. And then she meets the Plastics, who are the mean girls, the titular characters who are exactly that. They're mean. And then she wants to befriend them, wants to become them, wants them to be nice. It's just an eventful little 2.5 hours.
Absolutely. And talk about, if someone just saw the movie, which was sort of a coming of age, a classic for people that grew up in that generation, for sure. If they've only seen the movie, talk about how the musical really expands it. In some of these the musical numbers, like remind us what some of the best musical numbers are.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen the movie, you will hopefully love the musical. It is the same ideas. It's just explored and expanded upon a little bit more. We get to hear from each person and their specific perspective, which is really cool. It Roars is the opening number, which is a huge group number with everyone on stage, the entire cast, which is really cool. And it's a great way to, start the show and get everybody vibrating on the same level, because it's overwhelming right off the bat. And then we've got there's a lot of good songs. There's a great song called World Burn, which is at the end of the show, and Regina sings that after she's figured out what's happened to her the whole time. And that one is pretty amazing. That takes over the whole stage, and that's memorable, to say the least. It's very, very cool. There's also a song called I'd Rather Be Me that Janice sings. It's a showstopper as well. And it's just a song about, here's all the things that I am, and I'm happy that I am this. And I think that is a great song to take away from the show. I think hopefully that's what you hear by the end of the musical.
Absolutely. And so obviously you're lucky you get to play the lead here, Katie Heron. But what is so rewarding about playing her journey, from her, what's her character arc? Why is it so fun to play?
The really cool thing about being Katie is that I think at some point everyone in their life has kind of felt like her in some way or another, whether it was when you were young or now in an office or something like that. It's silly, but it's this idea of wanting to be accepted for who you are, not necessarily needing to belong everywhere you go, but it's being just accepted for who you are and what you are, and loved for it. And I think the cool journey with Katie is that she starts out really just wanting people to like her, and then ultimately finds by the end of the show that it's okay, that you can be loved in different ways, and you can be accepted by just, being yourself rather than forcing yourself to fit in or wear a certain thing or say a certain thing. I think it's a great journey that we've all at least gone through or still are going through.
Yeah, definitely universal themes. Well, I mean, we talked a lot about the themes and the characters and the music, but let's talk about what we see on stage visually, because if folks are listening to this on the radio, try to paint them a visual picture of what sort of like the sets and the costumes, is it recreating, I guess, the hallways of a school?
It's the set is so cool. I really can't even do it justice by explaining it. It's an entire screen. The stage is entirely LEDs, and everything is done by projections and lights, and it is bright and colorful and pink, and it's really fascinating. Like the way that we bring technology into the story to bring it into our time now rather than, almost 15 years ago when it came out, it's fascinating, and it really is just so cool. I've never really seen a show like that on stage where you are transported. Half of the stage is a pool party and half is a bedroom because of the way that the screens are set up.
Fantastic. And remind us a little bit of the history of the actual musical production itself. Like I know, I'm pretty sure, I think when it was at National Theater, that was the world premiere of it. They like tried it out down there, similar to West Side Story started at National Theater too. They tried it out before they went to Broadway.
Yeah, we actually, the show started at the National. You're right. It's a full circle moment for the show. It's very exciting. We do have an original company member too in our show who's been with the show the whole time. So it's very cool for her. She's coming back to do it. Yeah, we started at the National and moved to New York. I actually joined the Broadway company in New York, and then we took the show on the road on tour. It's pretty cool that it where it all began is kind of where we get to tell the story again in a new version because it has changed a little bit over time. And the tour version is different than the Broadway version, and the DC version is different than the Broadway version. So it's grown and it's evolved. And I think that's very cool. That's something you don't often get to see in one place.
Oh yeah, definitely. It'll be a treat for everybody to see it come around the Kennedy Center again. Well, what else should we talk about? I mean, we've covered it pretty good from all angles. Oh, real quick, I can say it, but again, it's better to have it in your words so we have the sound bite. Remind everyone the very famous team that put together this thing to begin with. The hilarious team.
I guess that's pretty important
You
too.
buried the lead, yeah.
Yes, this show is been written or has been written by Tina Fey herself, the comedic legend and the amazing human that she is. And we have Jeff Richman, who has written music, Nell Benjamin, who has also added lyrics. And then Casey Nicholaw, famous Tony Award-winning director and choreographer, has put together this really cool show of high school personified on stage.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean everyone will know. Well, and Nell Benjamin has adapted, I guess they did Legally Blonde, and the credits precede them, the reputation
Yeah,
precedes them.
they really are. Yeah.
And Jeff Richman I think was on 30 Rock as well too, right? Yeah.
Everywhere. He's everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I guess I always like to end with speak directly to the listeners and just say like, hey guys, come on out to Mean Girls. You're going to have a good time. Just want, like a little soundbite directly speaking to them.
Yeah. Hey, I hope you guys all come see Mean Girls. It is really a good time, and we would love to have you there. We are so excited to be on stage, and we can't wait to share it with you.
Thanks again. Again, it's Mean Girls the musical at the Kennedy Center running April 5th through the 24th. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.